Hi, I'm Father Mick Packle, and I'm here to talk about the way that faith matters. Now, one of the things that is very, very important in our faith is baptism. As we were just joking around here with the cameras, one of the cameramen said he was born guilty, and so was I, and so are you. We're all born guilty. And we need to have original sin washed away. We need to have baptism as a great gift. St. Peter says in his first epistle, chapter 2, verse 19, I believe, that baptism now saves you. And he's talking about that in the context of the old flood under Noah, a flood that destroyed sinners. Well, baptism doesn't kill me, I hope, but so far it didn't, but baptism does destroy the sinful part and destroys original sin. That's good. We want to get rid of as much of that as we can, and original sin is wiped out in baptism. But every so often, we hear people say, now, did you really get baptized? Sometimes when I go over to Israel, to the Holy Land, and we go to the Jordan, some people will say, well, I want to get baptized. I said, weren't you already baptized? Oh, yeah, but I was a little baby, and they didn't dunk me under. Why don't you dunk me under? I just sprinkled water, poured it on me. And I said, I have to go a little bit of an explanation. Because sometimes people think that baptism means to be immersed. Well, it can have that meaning. Matter of fact, it can have the meaning of being so immersed that in some of the old Greek writings, the secular Greek writings, it refers to ships that have sunk and they are waterlogged. Now, that's baptized too. That's a little too much baptism, if you ask me. I don't want to get waterlogged. But we have to deal with this question. Do you have to be immersed for your baptism to be effective? I don't think so. Let's take a look at something that St. Paul says in his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10. Here, he's talking about the people of Israel and how they have to make sure they don't fall into past sins, just like the old people did during the time of the Exodus, when they left Egypt. And that they were tempted many times to go back to idolatry. And he says here that, do you not realize that you were baptized into Christ? And as a matter of fact, this is chapter 10, verse 1. I want you to know, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud and passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And all ate the same supernatural food, and all drank the same supernatural drink. Let's take a look at that. That here, they were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. This is referring back to Exodus chapter 14. And this is when the Lord told Moses to take his rod, his staff, and to stretch it out. And he stretched it out over the Red Sea. And as he did so, the sea opened up. And there was a strong east wind and had the wall like a water on the right. Like a wall on the right and a wall on the left. And he said, lift up your rod, stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, that the people of Israel may go on dry ground through the sea. Now, do you notice that when the Israelites are baptized into Moses, they don't even get wet. They go through the sea, the Red Sea, and they don't get wet at all. As a matter of fact, somebody does get immersed at the Red Sea, don't they? Who was it? It was the Egyptians. That, in fact, when the Lord let them all get in there, then the Lord told Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea so that the water may come back upon the Egyptians on their chariots and their horsemen. Moses did so, and the Egyptians drowned. Well, they got it. That's immersed. But they weren't the ones who were baptized. Being baptized truly is something that depends on the grace of Jesus Christ. You can be sprinkled, you can have water poured on you, or you can be immersed, because we don't want to get legalistic about that. What we want is commitment to Christ. We want union with Jesus. This is the great gift that comes in baptism. And this is the gift that we must seek in our baptism, and we must live through our whole Christian life. God bless you.
For more insights on this topic, join Father Mitch Pacwa for his series, The Footsteps of St. Paul, here on EWTN.